Absolute Beginner, Season 1, Lesson 2. Introducing yourself in the Czech Republic. Hi everyone, and welcome back to CzechClass101.com. This is Absolute Beginner, Season 1, Lesson 2. Introducing yourself in the Czech Republic. Michael here.
Ahoj, I'm Martin.
In this lesson, you'll learn more about Czech greetings, and especially how to say your name. This conversation takes place at a party where two people are introduced to each other.
It's between Tom and Mary.
The speakers do not know each other, so they'll be using formal Czech. Okay, let's listen to the conversation.
Já jsem Tom.
Já jsem Mary.
Těší mě.
Také mě těší.
Listen to the conversation one time slowly.
Já jsem Tom.
Já jsem Mary.
Těší mě.
Také mě těší.
Listen to the conversation with the English translation.
Já jsem Tom.
My name is Tom.
Já jsem Mary.
I'm Mary.
Těší mě.
It's a pleasure to meet you.
Také mě těší.
It's a pleasure to meet you too. Martin, how do Czech people usually choose a name for their child?
Well, there are set regulations about naming children in the Czech Republic, and ordinary people seem to prefer old Czech names. But a recent trend for celebrities is to give their children unusual names, even names that seem exotic.
So do the regulations mean people can't give their children foreign names?
No, the names can be either Czech or foreign, but their origin has to be verified as already existing in the world, and they must comply with the Czech language regulations. And completely new name can't be made. Names can't be mispronounced, abbreviated in any way, or used in the diminutive or domestic forms.
I see. Can someone have more than one name?
A maximum of two given names can be registered.
What are the most popular names nowadays?
According to a 2013 survey, the most popular names for boys were Jakub, Jan, Matyáš, and Matěj, while for girls the top names were Emma, Eliška, Teresa, and Adela.
That's interesting. What is a useful expression we can learn here?
For example, you can say, Jak se jmenujou vaše děti?
Which means, what are the names of your children? Okay, now on to the vocab. Let's take a look at the vocabulary from this lesson. The first word is
Já.
I.
Já. Já.
Next we have
Být.
To be.
Být. Být.
Next we have
Těšit se.
To be looking forward to something. To be pleased.
Těšit se. Těšit se.
Next we have
Také.
Also. To.
Také. Také.
Let's have a closer look at the usage of some of the words and phrases from this lesson. The first word is
Těšit se,
meaning to please, to look forward to something, or to comfort.
Těšit can have several meanings. On its own, těšit means to please. When the personal pronoun mě is added, the meaning changes into it is a pleasure for me. When we add the reflexive pronoun se, the meaning becomes to be looking forward to something. Těšit can also mean to comfort, if used as těšit někoho, meaning to comfort somebody.
Let's give the listeners some shortcuts for using this verb correctly. What do you say when you meet somebody for the first time?
You can say těší mě,
meaning pleased to meet you. How about when someone is looking forward to something?
Těším se,
meaning I look forward to. And what about when you're comforting somebody?
That's těšit někoho. For example, těšila mě maminka,
meaning my mom was comforting me. Can you give us another practical example using this word?
Sure. For example, you can say těšit se na Vánoce,
which means look forward to Christmas. Okay, what's the next phrase?
Já jsem,
meaning I am.
Jsem is the conjugated form of the infinitive to be. You use this phrase when you are talking about yourself as the speaker.
Please note that in Czech, the subject pronouns are often omitted because the subjects of verbs are used for more emphasis. Let's review the entire conjugation for the verb to be.
Já jsem.
I am.
Ty jsi.
You are.
On je. Ona je.
He is. She is.
My jsme.
We are.
Oni jsou.
They are.
Vy jste.
You are. Can you give us an example using this verb?
Sure. For example, you can say, Já jsem manželka Ondry.
Which means, I'm Ondra's wife. Okay, now on to the grammar. In this lesson, you'll learn more about how to introduce yourself in Czech. Let's start with the formal greetings.
In Czech, there are a few different greetings you can use in formal situations. The first we will see is Dobrý den. Dobrý den literally means good day, but is translated as hello.
In Czech, this is a formal greeting which is used as a general greeting in public places, when talking to strangers, elderly people, superiors, and so on.
Right. The next is Dobré ráno, meaning good morning. It's used exclusively from the morning until midday.
This one can be used in both formal as well as informal situations.
Exactly.
What greeting can we use in the afternoon?
Dobré odpoledne, meaning good afternoon, is used from midday until early evening, but it's not used as frequently as Dobrý den, which has become the more common greeting throughout the day.
The last formal greeting is
Dobrý večer, meaning good evening, which is used from the time it gets dark outside. It's still a frequently used greeting.
Let's also have a quick review of informal greetings.
They are ahoj, čau, and nazdar. All these can be used not only when you are meeting somebody, but also when you are leaving, in the same way as goodbye or bye.
Now let's move on to a formal self-introduction.
Okay, let's say my name is Tomáš Novotný. I could say, Dobrý den, já jsem Tomáš Novotný. Těší mě.
Which means, hello, I'm Tomáš Novotný. Nice to meet you.
The reply to this introduction could be, Dobrý den, Novotný. Těší mě.
Hello, Novotný. Nice to meet you. We used a full name in this case, right?
That's right. In formal greetings, it's necessary to introduce ourselves either by our full name, including our surname, or just by surname. It's also possible to skip Já jsem and give your name directly. Těší mě, meaning nice to meet you, always has to follow.
What about informal introductions?
You can simply say Ahoj, já jsem Tomáš, těší mě.
Which means, hello, I'm Tomáš, nice to meet you.
You can substitute ahoj with čau or nazdar. Also, an alternative to těší mě is rád tě poznávám, which literally means I'm glad to be meeting you.
So basically the same as pleased to meet you. In this case, we should pay attention to gender, right?
That's right. Rád tě poznávám is male speech. Ráda tě poznávám is female speech.
What happens with formal greetings?
In formal greetings, the informal you, tě, in rád tě poznávám, needs to be changed to vás, the formal you. It becomes rád vás poznávám, again, meaning pleased to meet you. Please remember that vás is the accusative form of personal pronoun vy, meaning you, which is used in formal speech towards people we need to show respect for.
Listeners, don't forget that you can find all these details in the lesson notes. Finally, keep in mind that in the Czech Republic, it's a good habit to shake right hands while introducing yourself.
If you want to simplify your introduction, you can just say Těší mě plus your name and a handshake.
Good to know. Let's have some more examples before we wrap up.
Ahoj, já jsem Petr. Rád tě poznávám.
Hi, I'm Petra. Pleased to meet you.
Here is a good example for a woman introducing herself informally. Ahoj, já jsem Blanka. Ráda tě poznávám.
Hi, I'm Blanka. Pleased to meet you.
Listeners, do you know the reason flashcards are so popular?
It's because they work.
We've taken this time-tested studying tool and modernized with My Word Bank flashcards.
Learn vocabulary using your eyes and ears.
It's simple and powerful. Save difficult and interesting words to your personal vocabulary list called My Word Bank.
Master words in your My Word Bank by practicing with flashcards.
Words in My Word Bank come with audio, so you can learn proper pronunciation
while you learn to recognize words by sight.
Go to checkclass101.com now and try My Word Bank and flashcards today.
Okay, that's all for this lesson. Thank you for listening, everyone, and we'll see you next time. Bye.
Děkuji. Já jsem Tom.
Já jsem Mary.
Těší mě.
Také mě těší.